Hello and welcome back to Dance Talk. My name is James, owner of Dance Studio 18 here in Sacramento, California. And I just want to talk right now quickly about, you know, the confidence that comes with being a dancer. I don't know if you've ever been out and just seen a dance performance and, you know, you see the confidence that that dancer exudes on the floor. You see the facial expressions. You see the body movements. You just see their composure out there. And, like, sometimes you see somebody not even move, and they're just standing there, and they're just have so much just confidence in their stance alone. It draws you in, okay? That right there takes time, because when you first start dancing, you're going to see a mirror. When you go into the dance studio, you're going to see mirrors all around you, okay? People hate mirrors when they first come into the dance studio. It's like one of the biggest enemies is their mirror. But the dance instructor is going to tell you, well, the mirror is actually your best friend. So no one really, when they start dancing, wants to be looked at, okay? No, people hardly even want to look at themselves. But we continually, as instructors, encourage you to look at the mirror, because the mirror doesn't lie. That's telling you exactly what you look like. That's telling you what you're doing wrong, okay? If you can look at the mirror and then start to appreciate yourself and the movements that you're doing with, okay, on the floor that is being shown through the mirror, if you can just own that and not try to have so many second-guessing thoughts or self-doubt, that's going to be one of the biggest things to start building your confidence. And that's one of the reasons that dancers are so confident. We're always looking at ourselves in the mirror. We're always fixing ourselves. We're always making sure that we're doing the best that we possibly can, and we're looking at ourselves. We're not saying that we can't do it. We're looking at ourselves and we're saying, what does it take to do it? How can I make this better? And when we have that ability to do it with ourselves, and we're able to look at ourselves, our own worst enemy, and make ourselves better, that is a huge reason why dancers are so confident. Another reason is because we have honestly mastered, or we've overcome, one of the three greatest fears. One of the three greatest fears. If you don't know the three greatest fears, it's death, public speaking, and dancing. Well, okay. You can't do anything about death. A lot of people don't fear it. That's great. You know, if you think you're going to another place afterwards, that's great. You know, public speaking. I don't have a problem public speaking. Probably why I'm doing a podcast. You know, dancing can help me get in front of people and help me with public speaking as well. But then you have dancing. So think about this. Out of the world, there's three greatest fears. And if you can overcome dancing as being one of those fears, one of the three greatest fears, don't you think that you'd be pretty confident? I would think you'd be pretty confident. Sometimes I'm so confident, I think I can save a life just by dancing. I could become president of the United States because I'm a dance instructor. That's how confident I am. Okay. There's no basis behind that. There's no, you know, facts saying that I have the knowledge or the know-how to become president because I'm a dancer. But I have the confidence. That makes sense. It's just I've overcome one of the three greatest fears. So that alone builds so much confidence in a person. When they can step out there on the dance floor without all these inhibitions in their head, without always worrying about what somebody else is thinking about, without always wondering what they look like, okay? They just want to go out there and have some fun. They just want to go out there and let the music take control of their body. They just want to be able to be themselves. Maybe the best selves, best version of themselves they've ever been, okay? So I see so many people that when they come in, they say, you know, I've been following you for about 3 months online, or 4 months, or maybe even longer. Sometimes it takes a long time, years, for people to finally get over that fear of stepping on the dance floor. I'll say, what, it's taking you 4 or 5 months to call me? You just, you've been following me online, just kind of watching my videos and, you know, reading up on what I'm doing, and but you haven't had the courage to call me until now. Well, good for you. You finally got over that fear. This is the very first step for you to becoming a new person, and to be new step for you to be gaining that confidence that you need in life. Because you are able to take the first step, which is actually to call, pick up the phone, call me, and then the second step to actually make sure that you come to your dance appointment, and then you continue to do it, and then you see the confidence build and grow. Now, here's another thing that I see in the learning process, though. People have a tendency to literally be their own worst enemy. Their mind is always going to be playing tricks on you. So you come in, you're feeling good, you're feeling confident. Yes, I made the first step. Then you start learning some things. And if you listen to my previous podcast, I was talking to you about the roller coaster effect. You're going to have ups and downs in your learning. You're going to have the four stages of learning. You're going to have to go through those stages of learning. You're going to have times where you're not going to get the pattern as fast as you want to get the pattern. Or it's not going to feel exactly like you want it to feel. You're going to get frustrated, okay? And you're going to start second-guessing yourself. You're going to start looking at your feet. And you think, oh, man, I don't know if I'm doing this right. I don't think I can do this. Then you start losing that confidence. Well, you have to fight through it and realize that eventually it will happen again with that repetition that I was talking about earlier. Confidence also comes with knowledge. The more knowledge you have about something, the more you can speak about it with confidence, the more you can do it with confidence, okay? So just realize that you can confidently come into the dance studio and work with a confident instructor who can confidently get you to where you want to be if you are confident enough to get there and to continue the learning process. It's on you at that point. Mindset, mindset, mindset. Once you get past that fear of not being able to do it or not being able to get on the floor, you're going to see your confidence skyrocket. Absolutely skyrocket. For whatever other minute reasons there may be, just attacking or just surpassing or just overcoming that fear of getting on the dance floor, you've just overcome one of the three greatest fears. That right there is going to give you confidence like you've never built before. This is James Smith, owner of Dance Studio 18. I implore you, I invite you to come follow my broadcast, my podcast, and also visit www.dancestudio18.com. Like us on Facebook, Dance Studio 18, and go ahead and give me a call if you want to sign up for a free dance lesson. We also signed up with or partnered with the Sacramento Rivercats this year, so we're going to be looking for people who want to dance with us at the Rivercats games. It's going to be a lot of fun. We're doing major things this year. Give us a call at 916-214-2115. That's 916-214-2115. Let's build confidence together.